I'm Kirsty Venters Marks, and this is an excerpt from my story, Locks. But the stairs were steep, and the baskets of food and drink were heavy. Evelinda, a warm-hearted but arthritic kitchen maid, was the first to notice just how long my hair had grown, and just how useful that might be. "Rapunzel!" she cried from below my balcony. Peering over, I saw her there, palace guard beside her, looking up at me. "Throw down your hair, dear." I was used to doing what I was told. I threw down my hair. It already reached right down to the ground. "Well done, dear," she said, tying the basket to my locks. "See if you can pull it up. There's a good girl." It took some getting used to, but a new routine was set from that day. My magical hair had put an end to any close contact with another human being. My physical sustenance was delivered by hair. Every week, just as my mother had done, Evelinda, now the only maid who came and no longer accompanied by a guard, cut my tresses just enough to let them reach the ground without becoming too unwieldy for her to tie that horrible, life-saving knot. Years went by, and the locks on the doors rusted. I was more trapped than I had ever been. But things always change, even when everything seems so stuck. The first change was that Evelinda succumbed to ill health and could no longer make the walk from the palace to the tower. A string of less friendly maids came after her, none of them willing to engage in any conversation longer than the "throw down your hair" bit. I longed for a kind word. I thought about the whole marriage thing that was undoubtedly coming my way soon enough. Having read the book, I knew that my advanced age, by now 17, was well and truly old enough. I imagined that my uncle was negotiating a deal with whoever offered the best terms. Maybe it wouldn't be so bad. I'd get out of the tower, wouldn't I? But what would I have in its stead? Would it be worse? Those were dark days. I couldn't bear the thought of some grubby prince arriving and taking me away to my next prison. I hated my captivity, and now I hated the thought of leaving it even more. I thought again about jumping from the balcony. I was thinking about it when I saw the new maid arriving, basket in hand. She was young, something closer to my own age. I saw that already. "Hello there!" She didn't start with the hair. She actually said hello to me. "Hello? I'm Berta. Nice to meet you. I think you're supposed to throw down your hair if that's all right with you." She even smiled. "I'm Rapunzel. Nice to meet you too."